Larry, I understand you want to read the next two items together. Is that correct?
Yes, please.
Sue, please read items 1244 and 1245 together.
1244, accept procurement report concerning signature authority increase pilot project. And 1245, extend pilot program allowing increase in chief procurement officer's signature authority for contracts that fall under City Code 5.33.34 and 5.68 through March 31, 2019.
Good morning again. Not much has changed. I don't know how I got that wrong. It's good to see you again, Larry.
Thank you very much. It's been such a long time. Portland City Council passed Ordinance 188527, July 20th, 2017, which increased the contract signature authority of the Chief Procurement Officer from $100,000 in professional services to $500,000 and from $500,000 in goods and services and construction to $1 million. For the period encompassing fiscal year 7/1/2017 through 6/30/2018, procurement services entered into approximately 963 procurement agreements, which includes purchase orders and contracts in amount of approximately $393,514,626.52. Of these, 87 contracts were of sufficient monetary value to require authorization by this council. This averaged almost two presentations per week the council has been in session. The mayor said at one point last year he'd seen more of me that day than his own family. I feel sorry for him. The full report with all of its specific breakdowns is in front of you, but just to highlight, this total is actually 11 construction contracts, 19 goods and services contracts, and 46 PTE contracts fewer than it would have been had we not had the increased signature authority. This would have almost doubled the amount of time you'd have had to listen to me, and you should be grateful. But the net hard dollar savings in time and materials is almost the cost of a full-time staff person, and significantly more than that if you consider staff on the elected officials, where we didn't account for that. We don't know how much that is. And if you think about the fact that all of that time is then spent in other productive work, we've got a very significant savings. We should also give consideration to the fact that the infrastructure bureaus have seen a tremendous improvement in turnaround time for their projects from bid opening to notice to proceed. The greatest benefit to all bureaus who engage in contracting for either professional services or minor construction contract is that work times are more manageable and predictable, thereby creating efficiency in the contracting process. There was a concern on the part of this council that these significant increases in authority in some bureaus would immediately work to get all their contracts right up to the top dollar value, which could potentially decrease the transparency of city contracting. This has not at all proven to be the process or the case. The average PTE contract is $291,000. Not close to the $500,000. The average construction contract moved only to $682,000. The average GNS contract went to $754,000. So we didn't see some big, huge jump. And all of these are still well under the approved maximums. So this concludes the report that I have that was required by this council when they approved the ordinance. We have a follow-on agenda item, they've been read together, which is a more forward-looking discussion. And for that portion of this time, this is the Chief Procurement Officer, Lester Spittler.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. Thank you. So we are asking in item 1245 to extend this pilot program for additional 3 months for many reasons. The first reason is just to maintain continuity for our Bureau customers. Larry mentioned the turnaround time, work being more predictable in projects getting delivered for our Bureau customers. Large, high-dollar, high-visibility projects are unaffected by this pilot. But most importantly, procurement services in conjunction with our Bureau customers, we're actively going through our code sections 533, 534, and 568. And we're giving it a refresh, if you will, and we intend to come back in front of council with a more comprehensive list of revisions to our code that will allow us to be more solution-oriented and customer-focused to our bureaus, but also more streamlined and transparent for our contractors and vendors and external stakeholders. With your approval in the fall bond budget process, we have been allocated additional resources, and we will be reorganizing our team to provide more intentional customer service to our infrastructure bureau, specifically to meet their capital project delivery needs. This item simply extends it for 3 months to give us a little bit more time to work with our customers, to work with external stakeholders, to make sure that list of revisions to our code is comprehensive and is fully vetted and people have had an opportunity to provide feedback on. So with that, we ask that you accept the report to Council Item 1244 and pass the emergency ordinance Item 1245. Larry and I are here for any questions.
Colleagues, any further questions or follow-up? Let's put the report on the table before we go to public testimony on the ordinance.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Do we have public testimony on the ordinance?
We did not.
Very good. Any further questions, follow-up? Please call the roll on the report.
Udaly.
Thanks for the report. Aye.
Fritz.
I'm really pleased with how this has turned out and very happy to support moving forward with it. One thing that you didn't mention was the improvement in the state-certified firms for minority women and emerging small businesses. Thanks to Yesenia Carrillo on my staff, she looked into are we doing better with minority and women's businesses? Hugely better. So $1 million more in overall construction contracts, small increase in certified firms for construction, but double the amount of certified firms with professional, technical, and expert services. So that just goes to show that when you have the authority and you can move quickly and put some pressure on, then we're getting better outcomes. And so that, to me, is very persuasive, and thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this was a very impressive report. I mean, I'm impressed with the significant results, both in the decrease in amount of time you've had to come here and put things on our agenda. No offense.
I think I'm insulted, but that's
okay. Don't take it personally. But that's, on a day like this, when you look at our agenda and we have a lot of items, that really has cut down. And also the fact that, all the contracts haven't creeped up to the maximums. So that's impressive as well. And then, as Commissioner Fritz just mentioned, the utilization of minority businesses is very impressive, and women-owned businesses is very impressive too. So sounds like an experiment worth making permanent. Aye.
Great. Thank you.
Wheeler.
Aye. Report's adopted to the ordinance. Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Made a good case for this with regard to the turnaround and the continuity for customers. Obviously, this is working well, and we should continue it for the 3 months. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you both.